City and county officials are bumping heads over how to respond to violent crime in Leon County. The area has seen a spate of killings recently, and it's not clear how local governments will respond. I'm Kate Payne. Leon County's murder rate is on the rise, nearing the high mark of 21 homicides set in 2015. The number of killings has nearly quadrupled since 1999. And Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum wants to treat the situation like an emergency.
The high point for me is whatever we're doing right now is insufficient to meet the scale of the threat.
He wants to put all law enforcement under the leadership of Sheriff Walt McNeil, and he's calling on the county to activate its Emergency Operations Center, which officials most recently used to respond to Hurricane Irma.
And I don't mean a permanent shift. I mean that we give ourselves 6 or 8 months to figure this structure out, operating as the Emergency Operations Center to attack this element of violent crime in our community.
The mayor met with County Commission Chair John Daly Monday, along with city and county staff and representatives from the Sheriff's Office and Police Department. Gillum, who is running for governor, highlighted the importance of signaling to the public and sending a strong message. But Daly says transferring city police power to the county isn't workable.
First of all, I don't think that the recommendation would come from your city manager to transfer power. I don't see that recommendation being made. And I don't see the city commission supporting that recommendation in a majority.
The county's lawyer argues there are legal stumbling blocks to the proposal as well. And Daly says the EOC isn't designed to address law enforcement issues like this. The debate heated up from there.
Again, not permanent parameters.
But it wouldn't, because it doesn't have a law enforcement capacity.
That's your conclusion, and your attorney's conclusion is my thought.
The sheriff's office and police department are collaborating. Officers meet regularly and are working on sharing data across departments. And local governments have tried to address some of the social factors behind crime, establishing mentor programs, extending social services, and looking into basic infrastructure in the hardest-hit neighborhoods. But Gillum says the collective response is not enough.
At some point, obviously, this community will hold everybody accountable for what we did or didn't do in the face of what I think is an unprecedented challenge.
Despite Daly's rejection, Gillum says he will present his proposal before the city commission meeting scheduled for Wednesday at 4:00. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.